Welcome to Slaking Thirsts, a podcast that's all about bringing the thirst deep within our hearts for love and communion to the heart of Christ, a divine heart, who is seeking our love and communion in return. The hope is that the two thirsts would meet and both thirsts would be slaked.
Good morning, my friends. So I want to preach about something that Jesus says at the end of this gospel today. But before I get there, I want to tell you a crazy story. You want to hear a crazy story? This happened to me yesterday. When I tell you this crazy story, you have to go afterwards, okay? So let's practice. One, two, three. Okay, perfect. Okay, so here's the crazy story. So yesterday, I was driving my car. I was heading to Beechwood. I had this event that I had to do with a bunch of Catholic business professionals, and the meeting started at 5 o'clock. That's when we were supposed to get there. We were supposed to have adoration beginning at 5 o'clock, mass at 6 o'clock, dinner at 7 o'clock, speaker at 7:30, all those sorts of things. That's what was supposed to happen. So I had the Blessed Sacrament. I had Jesus in a pyx, so a little, you know, a little metal container to transport the Blessed Sacrament to and fro. I had Jesus in a pyx in my pocket. As I was driving my car, I had a monstrance in my trunk because I was going to be setting up adoration when I got to the event. So I'm driving my car, everything's going fine, it's a little bit rainy. I'm going in the right turning lane, and all of a sudden, as I'm passing this gas station, some other driver in this other lane, way over here, decides he needs to get gas right now, real bad. And so he turned left so fast, and he slammed into my car. Perfect, that was perfect. Yeah, I got in a bad car accident yesterday, really bad car accident yesterday. As you can see, I am fine. My car, though, is definitely not fine. My car is in really, really bad shape. My car is really smashed up. I don't know when I'm going to get my car back, but I'm driving my dad's car right now, which is pretty good. So here's what happened after that. So we pull into the gas station, and I get out of my car. I talk to the guy. I go over to see if he's okay. His name is Joel. You can pray for Joel. Because Joel had a very bad day yesterday. Joel, all of his airbags, his like a pillow fight inside his car. There's airbags everywhere. Joel's sitting there, and he's just like, like he's breathing really heavy, but he was nice about it. He knew it was his fault. My car, airbags didn't go off. I was fine. I was completely fine. And I'm wondering later, I'm like, I had Jesus in my pocket, and my car was fine, right? It's pretty cool. Anyway, so the cops come, they have, you know, we have this whole conversation, they figure out what happened, and they give him a citation, and the cop says, do you think you can drive your car? I think so, you tell me, do you think I should have it towed? I don't know. He goes, I think you should just try and drive it. So I drive my car home. Now, I don't know if you remember, last evening, around 5-6 o'clock, we had a crazy thunderstorm. Anybody remember this? Yeah, okay. It was the hardest rainstorm I have ever driven through in my entire life. I would have been scared in a normal functioning car, but here I am with a car with the front like hanging off of it, right? My hood is open and like there's water getting into my engine. I'm just, the whole time I'm driving, I've got Jesus in the pyx in my hand. I am squeezing this thing so hard, praying so hard, Jesus, please, let me get home. Please don't let me get in a second car accident on the same day. Don't let me slide off the road. Like, I couldn't see anything. It was raining so hard. It was really intense. And then I finally, about 45 minutes later, pulled into my parents' driveway, very relieved to be alive, very relieved to be there. Put the car in park, and I, like, opened my hand. I didn't realize how tight I was squeezing on to Jesus in the car. I opened my hand, and the metal design on the outside of the pyx was like imprinted in my palm. I was squeezing it so hard. And then I had this thought that I want to share. This thought occurred to me. That the whole time I'm driving home, I'm talking to Jesus. I'm talking to Jesus who's in my hand. The thought was this. Either, for the last 45 minutes, I have been talking to God, or I've been simply talking to bread. Those are the options. I've been talking with God, or I've been talking to bread. Those are the options. Friends, and I was thinking about that in light of this gospel, because The central claim of Christianity is that God became flesh and dwelt among us. The central claim, God the creator, God the unbelievable architect of the universe, God who hung the stars, that power, that person became flesh. He had eyelashes and he had blood and bones. He was a man, right? That God became flesh and dwelt among us. And what the Catholic Church has been proclaiming since the very beginning is that Jesus continues to hide himself, hide his humanity in bread and wine. Just as God, 2,000 years ago, hid his humanity, hid his divinity in the man Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ continues to hide his humanity and his divinity in bread and wine, in the sacrament of the Eucharist. Say Eucharist.
Eucharist.
The sacrament of the Eucharist. Why would we believe this? Because this is an astounding thing to believe. Why do we believe this? We believe this because Jesus is who he said he was. Jesus is who he said he was. Then we have to ask the question, why do we believe Jesus is who he said he was? Because he said he was God, right? That's what he said. Why do we believe that Jesus was God? Well, because he was raised from the dead. Why do we believe he was raised from the dead? Because you can't explain the history, the spread of Christianity, if Jesus wasn't raised from the dead. You can't explain that the apostles and the first Christians suffered martyrdom and death because they knew it was a lie. You can't explain the spread and the transformation of the world if Jesus was still in the tomb. There's a lot of reasons to believe in the resurrection. We believe the Eucharist is Jesus, his body, blood, soul, and divinity, because Jesus is God. We believe he's God because he raised from the dead. We believe he was raised from the dead because the world is inexplicable if that's not true. Do you see how this works? All of this matters. All of this comes together. And in this gospel, right, Jesus is beginning to preach. He's teaching his apostles, he's teaching the crowds all about this sacrament of the Eucharist. So he just fed them the 5,000. He just multiplied the loaves and the fish. He just fed them. He filled their bellies. Who likes to have a full belly? All of us like to have a full belly, right? He just filled their bellies with food, and the crowd keeps following him. And he's trying to teach them about the real hunger. The real hunger in the human person is not in the belly, it's in the heart. It's a hunger for love, a hunger for connection, a hunger for forgiveness, a hunger for fullness of life. And so he says to them, he says, your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness. He's talking about when Moses was leading the Israelites out of Egypt into freedom. And along the way, Moses prayed to God, and God rained down this miraculous bread that fed them during their journey. Who remembers this? The manna bread that fed them on their journey, right? Okay. Jesus says, your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, but they died. But they died. Then he's like pointing to himself. This is the bread that comes down from heaven so that one may eat of it and not die. He says, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And try and hear this for the first time. And he says, and the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. He doesn't say, the bread that I will give is my teaching for the life of the world. The bread that I will give is my values for the life of the world. The bread that I will give is these stories for the life of the world. No, he's pointing to himself. He's pointing to himself. The bread that I will give is myself. I want to give you myself. Jesus wants to give you himself. He does it right here. It's hidden. It's miraculous. Friends, I want us to pray for an increase in faith today. An increase in faith. Let's just take a second. Let's quiet our hearts and quiet our minds. Let's close our eyes. Jesus, 2,000 years ago, you became flesh and dwelt among us. You hid yourself in humanity. You hid yourself in the silence of Mary's womb, And you were born, and you were laid upon the manger straw of the stable. And nobody looking at you 2,000 years ago, newborn, would have thought, oh, there's God. It takes faith to see beyond what the eyes see. And Jesus, you've given us the Eucharist, the continuation of this miracle where you continue to hide yourself. Jesus, give us the gift, the grace of faith to see beneath the surface, to see what our eyes can't see, to see with the eyes of our hearts that you are truly here because you want to give yourself to us. Jesus, we ask this in your name. Amen.